This is Global Tellink. You have a prepaid call from an inmate. This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. To accept this call, say or dial 5 now. Thank you for using Global Tellink.
There are many unique experiences I could share, but because of the current events in the world right now, I'd like to share my experience with systematic racism, prejudice, and how it's fixed in the minds of prisons and prisoners. For anyone to fully understand my experience with the racism and prejudice that exists in prison, it's important to share some insight as to how I developed my views before my incarceration. I joined a gang and adopted a criminal lifestyle by my early teens. Joining a gang was a way of fulfilling my emotional needs. It was a coping mechanism to deal with my parents' divorce, my father's absence, and the death of my only positive role model. Adopting a criminal lifestyle was a behavior I used to secure a sense of approval and belonging from my peers. I had both gang and criminal associates that were experienced with prison and its function. Those of us that hadn't entered the prison system were indoctrinated by those who had been. We glorified the lifestyle and were taught to accept a system of unwritten rules that were not open for challenge, change, or even criticism. As I entered and processed through the chains of custody, I had a formed expectation of how things were, how they were supposed to be, and how I was supposed to conduct myself, all based on early teachings. Growing up in a mixed middle lower class neighborhood, I had friends and acquaintances of all races and ethnicities. The moment I stepped foot into the prison system, I surrendered that freedom of choice, which was facilitated through the social and systematic segregation that existed. Bicultural interactions were either banned or frowned upon by the customs of prison society. The last thing I wanted to do was be rejected or scrutinized by my people. Adopting racist, territorial views was the only way to avoid those things. The phrase, my people, is a commonly used expression in prison culture that categorizes individuals into racial or ethnic groups. It harbors, promotes, and normalizes racial boundaries and segregation, in my opinion. I believe the root of this phrase ascends from the minds of those with predetermined assumptions, expectations, and views of others that are outside of their ethnicity. Not having used this phrase or been prejudiced before incarceration, these perspectives became contagious. I've seen for myself all of these social opinions become embedded in the minds, hearts, and behaviors of prisoners. Like one who's exposed to domestic violence is more likely to be violent. I believe the same applies here. Most of the population comes from marginalized communities, so we create our own small replica of that society in prison. It's a toxic ideology of higher rank and quality, cultivated through social learning and experience. I remember the very first prison yard I arrived to. I was taken on a small tour of where I could and could not walk, what basketball court and exercise area my race was allowed to use, what tables and benches were designated for Mexicans, who you can and can't share food with, who I could and couldn't live with. I remember one of the conversations with my very first counselor. She explained to me how all races needed to have distinct colored door tags for staff to identify the ethnicity of inmates. I asked what the purpose of that was, and she said it was to monitor gangs, gang activity, and to know who to lock down if a high-scale incident took place. It's crazy to see how those of us who have been most affected by racial disparities are as infected as those who kept us from equal class, opportunity, and prosperity.